set up, Tori? Are we ready to press play? What I was interested in hearing about is that, you know, obviously we've had, India's been in lockdown and now for, well, I don't know, 5 weeks or something. And the government has extended that lockdown. And I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about how people have reacted to that.
I mean, I think most people were expecting that. But this lockdown is slightly different, like I was telling in the earlier call, that now they have divided the country into three different zones, or actually four different zones. So worst one being the containment zone, and the best one being the green zone. They've got different colors. So you got containment zone, red, orange, and green. So yes, the lockdown has been extended by another 2 weeks. But in the green zone, they have opened most of the shops, most of single shops. So for example, if you have a garment shop, you can open it. But if that garment shop is in a mall, then you cannot. So all the malls are shut, all the religious places are shut. Airlines, railways, buses, they all shut. But if it's a single shop, then you can open it in a green zone. But the same thing, you cannot do it in a red zone because you got too many cases there. In the red zone, it's mostly the essentials. So basically rice, dal, vegetables, basic stuff is open in red zones. But in green zones, they opened most of the shops, including alcohol. So we saw huge queues. I think they were saying about 1.5 kilometers, 2 kilometers long queues in alcohol shops. Interesting thing is that they were saying that 2/3 of this coronavirus cases are from the metropolitan cities. So Delhi, Mumbai, Chennai, Calcutta. So these are the four cities which have got 2/3 of the COVID cases. And all these places are under red zone.
So Joe, or Chandrani, if somebody thought they had it, had the symptoms, are they able to get to hospitals? And once they get there, is that free care? Do they get free?
Yeah. I mean, the government now has said that, I mean, there are two options. One is that they have asked everybody to download that Arogya app, which VS was talking about. So you fill in that app, and if you have any symptoms, you fill in there, and then the government gets the details. So if you say that, yeah, I'm having these signs or symptoms, then the people come there to pick you up and take you to the hospital. That's one option. And then the second option is they've given a toll-free number. So if you're having any signs or symptoms, you just dial that number and the ambulance will come and pick you up and take you to the hospital and then check whether you've got that virus or not.
I wanted to add to that because at one point of time, you know, the hospitals which were identified as COVID-19 care hospitals, they were getting too full and queued up and too many people crowding. So what is happening for the last 2 weeks is the state governments are allowing home quarantine as well. So for example, if somebody suspects that he or she has got this virus, then they are giving all the support to the family for home quarantine.
Must be a very different situation out in some of the villages we know, Chandrani.
Villages, Toria, you know, if, for example, if somebody is having any symptoms where they have fevers and dry cough and all that, so you know they all have either bicycle or motorcycle or cycle van, so they can travel to the nearest government hospital, with the fastest maybe 10 kilometers or 12 kilometers from their home, which they anyway do because there's no public transport inside the village road, so they can go and seek help. So for village people, it is not a big problem. And of course, if somebody is too ill, then they are getting ambulances to come and take them. And the doctors are giving a lot of consultations now without fee.
Yeah, okay, that's good.
Yeah, so that is general in the villages. I mean, in villages, anyway, you don't have the public transport or anything like that. So yes. That's the same. So they always go on a bike or a cycle rickshaw or a cycle van. And in emergency cases, they dial the hospital and then the ambulance comes in to pick up.
So at the moment, I mean, we were saying that the numbers still seem incredibly low in terms of relative to the whole population. So I guess those sort of measures are fine at the moment while it's not, you don't have the massive numbers. But I mean, if it escalated, it could just become impossible to...
Yeah, it would become impossible. Yeah. I mean, it has not touched any villages yet. I mean, I'm talking in my village, nothing is there around those villages, nothing in West Bengal villages that we are aware of.
Mm.
So it's still not reached the villages. But just yes. In case if it reaches the villages, then it's going to spread like wildfire.
Yeah. And in terms of not reaching the villages, is that mainly because like the transport system just stopped before it could get that far? Like the trains and things, you were saying that lockdown meant that the trains weren't travelling. So does that mean that literally people weren't carrying the virus sort of out to the villages or?
Yes, sort of, yes.
That is the major thing responsible. Yes. Because the trains were shut so quite early and that is why I think it did not get transported.
So I wanted to ask a bit more about, we touched on it, but Joe, you were saying that people at the beginning were expecting the lockdown. So there's one thing expecting it, but I'm just thinking about people, you know, who are quite short of goods and aren't earning any income at the moment because they're usually construction labourers. You know, how do they all react? Are they, what's the general feeling?
See, I mean, I don't know if VS spoke about this migrant labor. Remember, he was talking about huge amount of migration population getting stranded.
Yeah.
So recently, government has started about moving these people back to the villages. So the government has run, I think, till yesterday, 75 or 80 trains where all these migrant laborers were moved from wherever they are currently to their hometowns. So till yesterday, they had moved about, I don't know, some lakhs numbers they were giving. Where those number of people have been moved to their native places and quarantined for 14 days. So as far as migrant workers go, this is the current situation.
Only yes, cash is a problem in the villages. Like that's getting worse because all forms of income have somehow come to a standstill. So yes, people do not have enough cash and money.
Yeah, so I was just wondering whether, you know, because I get a feeling here in the UK, so you might disagree with me, or you might be seeing things differently where you are, but I definitely get the feeling here that people are just beginning to slightly ignore the lockdown. I'm noticing more people out, clearly not in family groups.
Mm. You know,
they're just beginning to bend the rules a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
I've noticed a few more people driving around a bit. So I was just thinking, if the lockdown's gone back, are some of these migrant workers or some of these people who are feeling a bit desperate just going to start moving around looking for work or hope they find work, or are they feeling desperate and therefore they're prepared to break the lockdown rules? That's kind of what I'm asking.
Yeah, I think I'm already seeing that. I think 2 weeks ago, not related to this date or this lockdown. I think from the last 2 weeks or 3 weeks, we have seen that the markets are getting more crowded compared to initial couple of weeks. So that in general is there. I think you keep on doing the same thing again and again in lockdown and lockdown and lockdown again, then people will start getting frustrated and then start going out. Of course, taking precautions with masks.
Mm.
What is happening is our villages are connected to the cities via trains. So these people who are stuck in the villages, including our housemaids and all that, who come regularly commute to Calcutta or to other cities for their regular income, they are not able to commute. So even if they want to break rules within the villages, that will not give them any income. They will have to come to the cities, and that is nowhere possible now.
Right.
Yeah, but so within the cities, I think there are more people moving around compared to a couple
yes,
of weeks back.
Yeah, that is true. But within the cities, you know, like
yes.
Most of our people are from the the village people cannot commute at all. And they are the people who need more money right now. So.
Yeah. I suppose just to, I mean, in a way, just to sort of finish off about what we know, there's a lot of this, you know, it's obviously pan-India and sort of quite general, but in terms of what we really know about our families that we're normally working with and our LSPs, is there any sort of more recent stories or news or any little anecdotes you've heard that could be shared?
I mean, yesterday we had the supervisors meeting.
Oh yeah.
We were discussing about how we can do the poultry distribution and how we can get AMS farmers into groups this month. So what we had discussed was that we will definitely do the distribution this month for our poultry program. And we were discussing, like, once the chicken land there, how are we going to make sure that there's no rushing for the chicken? How are you going to maintain the social distance?
Yeah.
So we discussed that.
Good.
And now the LSPs are in the process of talking to these farmers and finding out if they require the chicken. And
okay.
The feedback that we are getting today is that, yeah, there is a lot of demand for the chicken. So, yes, so we will definitely do the distribution of chicken this month, both at the group level and individual level.
So how do you think we're actually going to do that, Joe?
So what we are going to do is that once the chicken come, the LSPs will be there with their masks and everything, with their PPEs. And once the chicken land there, then they are going to divide it among the families who are there to pick it up.
Okay, so that's about maintaining the social distance, so it's safe.
Yes, yeah. Social distancing, yeah. So that everybody doesn't rush in to take the best chicken from there. So as soon as the chicken lands, the LSPs and the supervisor will be there. They will sort out as per the farmer's list, and then each farmer is going to come and pick up from there. But most probably that will not be a problem because the government has allowed agriculture-related movement by road, even in the red zones.
So the service will not be a problem.
So the service and buying of feed and movement of chicken will not be affected.
Okay. And these are chicks. This is just day-old chicks.
Yeah, one-day-old chicken. Yeah. That's a regular one-day chicken.
Yeah. Okay.
So this month we will definitely do the distribution. Most probably we'll exceed the targets for this month because I believe there is a huge demand for chicken.
So this month when the chickens arrive, our LSP will be standing there maintaining social distance so that we take that as a measure of precaution.
And the same thing was discussed about agriculture.
Yeah.
They can hold meetings, but the farmers need to sit apart from each other.
Yeah.
And they can have these meetings in the fields rather than in the houses or just next to the houses.
Mm.
So they can actually go to the field and sit far from each other with their masks on.
Yeah.
If not masks, then the gamcha, towels, whatever they have.
Yeah, we need some pictures of that too.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing has started yet, but definitely.
Yeah, when it happens. Yeah.
Form at least one group across each location. Yeah, I mean, with these challenging times, you come up with innovative ideas. So,
yeah, of course.
Let's see how this works out.
Yes, absolutely.
I think the last week of this month will be our distributions for poultry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it will just be interesting when you finalize your numbers with, you know, Keg and the suppliers. Mm-hmm. If you can let us know roughly, out of interest, what the distribution is going to look like compared with a normal May, you know, we've budgeted for in the past, just to see. I mean,
okay.
this is going to be March, April, and May. It all rolled into May, but you know, that will just give us some indication of how the demand for the poultry program at this point in time.
Yeah, of course, we will let you know.
Well, it's great. Thank you both.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ollie. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.